78 years ago this month, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed an executive order that forced more than 100,000 Japanese Americans out of their homes and into incarceration camps in the West. Two-thirds of them were American-born citizens. One of the camps was Minidoka in Jerome County. And this weekend, the historical site there will unveil a newly renovated visitor center. Rachel Cohen has this preview.
Minidoka's modern rustic museum space is in the building that once held the camp's car repair shop. Hanako Wakatsuki is the chief of interpretation and education at the Minidoka National Historical Site. She reads aloud a quote at the entrance.
This is not just a Japanese American story, but an American story with implications for the world.
Those are the words of Frank Kitamoto, who is one of the 13,000 incarcerated at Minidoka. Inside, the exhibit tells the story of the prison camp in Idaho. It starts with a primer on terminology. For one, the forced incarceration is often referred to as internment. But Wakatsuki says that's not an accurate term.
Historically, the government was using concentration camps to refer to these sites, and eventually, with the atrocities out of Europe coming to light, they start to use internment. And with that, there's a lot of euphemistic terms like relocation, evacuation.
Photographs and other visuals depict life at Minidoka, which spanned 33,000 acres and included agricultural fields, 36 housing blocks, and a mess hall.
We have another slideshow here. That's so you can see. This is the shower. There's no partitions or anything. It's just an open shower.
Idaho benefited from having a camp. Incarcerated Japanese Americans harvested sugar beets, used to make munitions for the war effort.
A lot of the local white men were being drafted into the military, so you lose that labor force. So Amalgamated Sugar had an article in the newspaper thanking the Japanese American workers for saving the crops.
Wakatsuki says those agricultural fields still benefit from the irrigation infrastructure these laborers built. She says this is part of the collective history of Southern Idaho and the nation.
We need to learn about this because it impacts everyone.
From Jerome County, Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.
For more information on this museum opening and for other Minidoka exhibits around the state, visit our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.